won't let me live without you.
He's singing about you, you know, Andy Breckman. Yeah. Why don't you put on your headphones and roll up to your microphone so we can start the program.
Ken, I'll be right there.
Program is called the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Ken, I'm doing something important.
I'm merely the co-host, sidekick, station manager, Ken. And okay. Now a hilarious man.
Okay, man.
A multi-talented renaissance man. The host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour, the king of the zingers, Andy Breckman.
Oh, please.
You really hate it when I call you the king of the zingers.
I hate. That's on the list of things I hate, yeah.
Why? Because it puts pressure on you?
I don't know. It's just the hackiest thing I ever heard. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How you doing? You seem out of it today.
I'm a little.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
I got my booster shot and my flu shot on the same day.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're feeling a little under the weather?
Well, I had a tough night's sleep, but I'll be okay. I mean, I'm sharp enough for this program.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to do a real radio show,
you would have taken the week off.
Yeah, I'd be in real trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had my booster also a couple of days ago.
So we could
felt nothing.
We could do it.
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
Yep.
If we were so inclined.
Yeah, well, we did it on stage at the 30th anniversary, just like we said we would.
You know, it's so funny, I don't remember.
Yeah. No, you said you were not going to remember.
That's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, you
weren't remembering.
You were messed up. Hey, so we have a very special program tonight. Because we have a panel of celebrity caller judges.
Oh, yes, I recall this premise. Yes, we have people who have been calling in regularly that we can trust whenever it's them. We know they're going to be courteous and professional and on topic, right?
Right. We have...
They know how to call in a radio show.
The three best callers that we've ever had.
And they're going to be with us for the whole hour.
Right. They are our celebrity panel. Shall we meet them right now?
No.
Okay.
They're the gold. No, let's kind of add to the tension.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're going to ask you, the listener, to call tonight and tell us the best Halloween costume you ever had in your entire life. And
your best Halloween experience or your best Halloween costume. And the panel of expert callers will judge you. So it's our version of
The Voice.
Of The Voice.
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah.
And then what's the prize?
$100.
So you could be a hundredth heir.
A hundred heir. Yeah.
And that's my $100.
Yes. I gave
$100 last week.
Yeah. I know. You're giving $100 away every week. You must be doing really well.
You're good with math. You're a smart guy. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Giving away $100 at the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
How many T-shirts from your swag room do I have to steal in order to break even?
About 20. Huh. Oh, well, it depends what you're going to do with them.
Okay. Well, I'll just wear them, keep them.
Oh, okay. Well, then about 20. No, actually, 20. I should be giving you the retail amount. 5.
If I steal 5 T-shirts, I break even.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you have a spare shopping bag I could borrow?
Yeah, I do. I have a bunch of bags up in my office.
Okay.
What's it for?
I can't. Rather not say.
Yeah, no problem.
I have a plan in mind, a perfect plan.
Okay.
So our three celebrity judges.
Yes, we have three celebrity judges who are the only regular callers we have here on the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
But also our favorite listeners.
Yeah, shall we meet them?
Shall we?
Yes. Our first celebrity judge, Andy, you know her as Pam. It's listener Pam from California. Hi, Pam.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
I know her as Pam because that is, in fact, her name.
Right.
That's why I know her as Pam.
Yeah. Your point being?
Listen to her laughing. Making Pam laugh. Isn't that the high point of every show?
Exactly.
And now we'd like to meet.
So wonderful to be here.
Oh, we're so happy.
Sorry, we're
so happy you could make it, Pam. Important.
And are they, okay, that's Pam. That's Celebrity Judge A.
Mm-hmm.
And who's Celebrity Judge 2?
It's Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi, Sam.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing great now that you're here. Sam came in person to the big anniversary party.
Right. Yeah, he saw us do it on stage.
He saw it all. Sam, how was your day?
It's been pretty exciting.
Is this in fact the high point? A walk in the woods. We want to hear more about that if we have time toward the end of the show, right, Ken?
Yes. Yeah, I would like to hear more about
it. Yeah, me too.
And now let's meet our third celebrity, Judge Andy. She's filled in for you a couple of times while you've been out of town. It's Nadia.
Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
I'm so glad you could make it to be one of our judges this week.
Yeah.
So, Nadia, we're going to ask you and Pam to rate every call after the calls, rate them from 1 to 10. Is that right, Ken?
Yep. 10's the best.
Or should we do it like this? Every call gets 5 stars, but you tell us how big the stars are. Are they extra large?
Nah.
Are they large?
No.
So every caller will be a 5-star call?
No.
You don't want to do that?
Oh, and then you're going to rate the size of the stars?
Yeah, maybe the stars will be kind of minimal,
okay.
Small.
All right, so every call is a 5-star call, but the size of the stars need to be rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, okay.
The size.
Excellent. Okay. Yes, okay.
All right.
Yeah, congratulations in advance to all our 5-star callers.
Well, we're ready to go. Should we start the games?
No. No, I'm not ready to start.
Why not?
I'm dreading it, frankly.
Why? Why are you dreading this?
I don't know.
You seemed really into it.
I don't know. I don't know why I dread things, kid. We could do a whole show on that.
We could. I'm the same way.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I dread things, and I just don't understand why I'm dreading it.
Well, but even worse than that, sometimes I dread things and don't even know why I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Well, because
that's me.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say we just begin.
I say we postpone. I say we put it off.
Like...
Nadia, how was your day? What grade are you in, Nadia?
Third.
Who do you sit next to? Who's at your table in class?
My friend Miguel, who likes horror movies.
Now, does Miguel get in trouble sometimes?
Because he says bad words or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, the bad...
Yes,
the bad...
I knew it.
The bad things Miguel's always saying...
Natty, I want you to be very careful around Miguel. Don't hang out with him. He's a bad influence.
No, he's nice.
No, man, he's a good bad boy.
Oh, girls like bad boys?
Yeah.
Hey, Nadia, who is the funniest person in your class? What's his or her name?
Lennox.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
And he's so funny. Maybe Uncle Ken could give him a radio show. You tell Lennox tomorrow that he has a radio show if he wants it here
no,
on WFMU.
Don't tell him that, Nadia. It's not.
No, he sounds great.
It's not.
He's
true.
In third grade. He cracks up the class all the time.
He plays Five Nights at Freddy's.
He what?
He plays Five Nights at Freddy's.
Uh-huh.
Five Nights at Freddy's. You know that game?
No, I don't.
It's a video game.
You know it.
Well, I think
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's a video game, right, Nadia?
Yeah.
You know who loves that game?
Who?
Lennox.
Lennox, yeah. Well, that's what Nadia just told you.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first call.
Okay, so wait. So we're going to take the call. Are Sam and Pam and Nadia going to interact with the caller, or they're just going
no.
to witness?
No, they just listen.
So it really is like America's Got Talent.
Right.
Okay, and then afterwards they will... will they confer amongst themselves?
Well,
or
after it's over, they each can give a bit of feedback, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, and then a score. And then they can talk amongst each other.
And then
themselves.
The highest rated call.
In terms of the size of the stars.
Right, 1 to 10.
Right.
Gets $100 via PayPal, just like Julie did last week.
That's right.
What did she do with it?
She got drunk. No, I have no idea.
Probably bought
no
herself.
No question.
Bought herself a pretty hat.
I have no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I say she got drunk? I meant to say she probably bought a frilly pretty hat.
If she had $130, she would have gotten drunk and bought herself a pretty hat. Yes, go ahead, Nadia. You have a question?
Can we write it by minus infinity and infinity?
No, we're going to just go from 1 to 10.
Why are you against infinity?
Would you like to rate each caller from minus infinity all the way up to infinity?
Yeah, that's a wide range.
Well, that is a pretty...
How about it's infinity plus one, infinity plus two?
Okay. Every caller will be at infinity. Nadi, will you accept this? Every caller will be infinity plus a number from one to ten.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you can also do minus infinity.
Well,
right. If it's really, really bad, yeah. It can be infinity minus 10.
Okay.
Oh, I'd hate to be that caller.
Oh, man, I'd hate to be hosting this show. Wait.
Does that mean they'd have to give us our time back?
I don't. Exactly.
Oh, you'd hate to be yourself right now? You
know? Oh, man, what a terrible time to be me.
Hey, why don't we take a call?
Wait, let's put this off another few minutes.
Why are you doing...
You'll see. You'll see. Nadia knows, and I know something.
All right.
And what you're going to be for Halloween.
All right, celebrity panel, I'm turning your volume down until the story's over. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. You love the show.
I love the show.
And you can't believe you got through.
Yep.
And you're a first-time caller, and you're a long-time listener.
Well, he's not a first-time caller. He calls almost every week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. Note to self, pay more attention.
Yeah.
Okay, Sasha. And we're asking people to recall their most memorable Halloween, either a costume you wore or a party you attended.
Yeah, sure. So I can start. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead, Sasha. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so I dressed up as this Eric Andre character. So I took like one of those 5-gallon red cans of gas and I cleaned it out so you could drink out of it. And I dressed up as this character. I had this big can of gas that I filled with adult beverages, and I was walking around the party saying, "Hey, can I get a little squirt of gas and drinking out of the gas can?" And it's cool because you can go outside and drink with it because it's an opaque container.
Uh huh.
And of course, I know who Eric Andre is. I know all the references the callers use, but maybe Ken doesn't remember.
No, I know Eric Andre. So is this a white character that Eric Andre was portraying on his show?
Yeah. He's kind of like a redneck, and he's like walking around the gas station with a can of gas and drinking out of it.
I'm sorry.
To get a little squirt of gas.
Now, who is Eric Andre?
He's a comedian.
He is?
Yeah. He's a well-known comedian.
Oh, he's well-known.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain why he didn't ring a bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you
were Eric Andre.
You would like him.
I would?
I think so, yeah.
Is he a rebel? Is he a bad boy?
He's a bad boy, all
okay.
right.
Okay, and yep. Nadia would like him, too.
Yeah.
So you were drinking out of a gas can.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it. But let's see what our... Okay,
let's say
goodbye.
Sasha.
Wait, first we say goodbye.
Do we want to say goodbye to Sasha? Okay, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, wait, don't we want the... We want the celebrity judges to be able to give Sasha some feedback. But I see.
Oh, you're right. So keep him on the phone.
Yeah, hang on, Sasha. And right. We're going to turn to our first celebrity judge, Pam. Pam, what did you think of Sasha's call?
I thought, well, I don't know who Eric Andre is either, or whatever his name is. Uh-huh. Eric Andre.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really get what he was wearing. I couldn't see his face. So I'm going to give him a 5.
Okay.
Okay, so infinity.
And it kind of sounded like the gas can was a little bit like a unicorn, and I hate unicorns.
Yeah. Infinity plus 5, then.
Okay.
Infinity plus 5, yes.
Nadia, did you hear that call?
Yes.
What score would you give him?
Infinity plus 10. No, not 10, 5, 2.
Infinity plus 5,
yeah,
okay.
And not 10,
do you
5.
Do you have any tips for Sasha, Nadia?
I would not like Eric Andre.
The other callers, or the judges, rather.
And Sam the appraiser, what are your thoughts on Sasha's call?
It's pretty interesting. Definitely a solid infinity plus 8.
All right, infinity plus 8.
I love the part with the gas can. That was my favorite part.
Yeah. Well, that's
okay, Sasha.
Story has something for everybody.
Sasha, you didn't do too bad. You got 18. You're currently in the lead. Listen at the end of the show to find out if you won $100. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
okay.
Sasha.
I am curious, Ken. What would you have given that call?
Well, I'm not a judge.
No.
I can't. I don't even think in those terms.
Right.
I have a question.
Yes, Nadia. You had your hand up.
Who be for Halloween?
That's a good question, Ken. Who are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm dusting off the old Ken Friedman mask, getting ready to go to the gala. How about you, Andy?
I'm also going as Ken Friedman.
That's what I'm going to be.
Okay, what? I'm going to guess. Hold on. You are going, if I get this right, will you do a cartwheel for me?
Sure.
Okay. You are going as your classmate, Miguel.
No.
Huh.
I'm going to give up. Who are you going as?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
You're going as John Hamm.
No, I don't know who that is.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
Okay, who are you going as, Nadia?
What? Who I'm going to be a unicorn.
Oh, you're going to be a unicorn.
That's very special.
Sam hates unicorns, so I just have to throw that out there.
Yeah, you want to avoid Sam's house.
Yeah. Don't go trick-or-treating at Sam's house.
He sits on the porch with a BB gun waiting for unicorns.
Okay.
Now, I would say Sasha's call, I would give him a 2.
Well, good thing you're not a judge.
Now, he didn't paint a picture. He didn't set up the story very well.
Good point.
The story kind of went nowhere once we got to him drinking from the gasoline can.
Yeah.
There was no climax to it, no point to it.
Right.
No closure.
Yeah, you didn't like it at all.
No, he didn't engage you or I.
Right. So you're giving some feedback to the judges that maybe they're being a little bit too generous.
I can only tell you my gut feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. So that's Sasha with an 18.
All right, let's take another call. I'm going to turn down the celebrity judges while we take the next call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
This is Ray from Amherst, Massachusetts.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray. You love the show?
I love the show. I can't believe I got through. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, we love you too, Ray.
There you go. Now we're in gear.
All right.
Now, Ray, we're asking people about their most memorable Halloween.
Yes. I have a super good costume that I wanted to share with y'all. If you know the longtime sci-fi series Doctor Who, I made a homemade Dalek costume, which is a character who tries to kill the Doctor. They're like these big, tall machine people, and they go around and they go, exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. And so I actually made a full hoop skirt myself. And then connected it to a t-shirt that I made like a little ruffle to like cover where the connection was. And so I was in black and blue, which was really cool. The Daleks also have these little dome shapes all over the bottom of their tall characters. And so I spray painted a whole bunch of styrofoam bowls in black and then glued them on. It was like such a time intensive thing.
And did
and
your
I had
friend
to wear, like,
did
leggings
your
leggings and stuff? I actually wore this to work. Where
it's
I
incredible.
Was at the time.
Did your friend
they let
us, did your friend know
they let us
who
wear
you...
it to work? And so I had to have leggings because I had to like take the skirt on anytime I wanted, or take the skirt off anytime I wanted to sit down.
Oh no! So it was cumbersome.
It was a wild, wild time. And
crazy.
Then in one hand I held a little whisk because the Dalek has like this ray that it shoots out of one side of its two little arms, and it looks like a little whisk. So I held a whisk, and I had like a light on top of my head.
Ray, this is going to blow your mind, but it sounds very similar to my Ken Friedman costume.
Now, Ray, did people recognize you? Who that character was?
So yes, I was working. You might imagine there's lots of nerds and sci-fi people who work in publishing and writing and editing. And so, yes, everyone was like, this is so cool. And actually, we had like a costume contest, and I did win a most creative for the costume.
Oh, that's like a loser prize, most creative.
I know, but I loved it. It's still one of my favorite costumes.
Well, we're proud of you. Well, thank you very much for calling, but stay on the phone.
Stay on the phone, Ray. We're going to turn to our celebrity judges now to critique and score your call.
No, I have to recuse myself from this. I can't judge Ray.
No, you can't. No,
I can't.
You're not a judge.
No, but also...
You hate Doctor Who, is that it?
No.
I know a lot of people either love it or hate it.
No, the fact is, about 2 minutes into the call, I found myself falling in love with her.
Okay.
So I'm not... I'm not really eligible then.
Well, you weren't.
I can't be objective.
You weren't a judge to begin with anyway, so it's kind of moot.
Yeah, it's moot. I'm a moot judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a.
Well, let's
hear. Andy is kind of a Casanova.
You're a love-struck moot judge.
Exactly.
Well, exactly.
Exactly, says Nadia. Exactly.
Okay, so let's go to Pam. Let's go to our first celebrity judge, Pam. Would you like to talk about and score Ray's call?
I really liked Ray's call. She was great. She went into a lot of detail. She had enthusiasm.
Yeah, too much detail.
Picture her in
too
the
much.
Costume
yeah.
And all the feedback she got.
Yeah.
So I would, I mean, I want to give her a 9.
Well, okay.
Is that a regular 9 or infinity plus 9?
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
plus
infinity plus 9.
Okay. All right. And yeah. Nadia, what do you think?
Infinity plus 11.
Wow.
It's a what? Plus what?
Plus 11.
No, you can't.
And because it looked like she were so hard on it, and I want to do that.
Yeah, but she was just describing it. And that description of her costume, you got to be honest, Ken, it never ended.
Yeah, but you're in love with her.
I know, like but I have to be honest.
You can't.
Even though I love this woman. I wanted to shoot myself.
But you're doing like a self-protection thing. You love her so much that you're trying to look for and amplify any fault that you can find.
It's not a minor little fault. It's not a little tweak. The description of her costume seemed to go on for eternity.
Wow. Okay. I was entranced.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like Halloween costumes.
Do you like people describing them?
I like styrofoam balls.
Well, that was the high point.
Styrofoam balls.
Okay. Who does? You have to be inhuman to not like styrofoam balls.
We're just flesh and blood. Okay, Nadia, what is your score from 1 to 10?
She said no, infinity plus 11.
No, we can't do that because that's throwing off every other caller.
It's infinity.
No. Wait, Ken.
Are you saying there's a limit? There's a limit above infinity?
What's infinity plus?
No, infinity plus 10 is as high as we go. Nadia, are you giving her the highest score? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm trying to say that I want to give her infinity plus 11.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So we have to. It's my money. It's $100.
Okay.
And there has to be some structure.
All right,
here.
I put in an editor's note here.
Okay.
Infinity plus 11.
No, there can't be.
Right, we're only going to count
it. Then why can't
we're only going to count it as 10?
But why can't Sam then say infinity plus 30?
Oh, he can.
No, that's insanity. Again,
we're talking about
that's
it.
Anarchy.
Andy, listen to Ken. Listen to his little whisper.
Andy,
now I have to listen
to your money so you don't have to give it away.
Okay, we have one more celebrity judge. We have
now
to
I have
from.
To listen to Ken whispering. There's not enough money in the world.
He said that you're going to count it as a 10.
Okay, 10.
Celebrity judge Sam, what do you think of Ray's call?
Well, it went on forever, so I think she should get infinity.
Oh,
infinity even.
So
okay.
That's a 0. Okay.
But it's good. It's infinity.
Well, but that gives him, that gives her a score of 19.
And she's in the lead. Yeah, Ray's in the lead.
Okay.
Infinity's not good enough for you, then. I don't know what to
do. Infinity times 2.
Okay. Hey, Ray, tune in at the end of the show at 7 to find out if you win $100.
Or she
sounds good. I can't
good.
Wait.
That's right.
Thanks, Ray.
No, you're going to win Andy's $100.
Yeah.
That's right. It is Andy's money.
Or I could just.
That makes it better.
I could just go online, order a pretty hat for you, and send it.
What if she doesn't?
Or you could just. Andy.
Yeah, it's Nadia.
Or you could just spend your money so you don't have to give it away.
Yeah. Ever think of that?
I found the fatal flaw in tonight's
Smart
show.
Smart guy.
I'll give you a hint. The fatal flaw in tonight's show is in third grade.
I disagree. Well, we have a look at this phone
bank.
Yeah,
I know. Well, $100. You wave $100, you give the people what they want.
Okay, I've turned down the celebrity judges,
okay.
And we're taking another call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name's Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. You love the show.
Love the show. I've called before for something ridiculous.
Yeah.
We remember you very fondly. I remember asking Ken just before we went on the air, whatever happened to Courtney?
Yeah, I said, she's still around. I bet she'll call tonight.
Maybe she will. Oh, and her dog. I hope her dog is doing well.
Yeah.
I remember saying that.
Her dog, Badger. How's Badger doing?
I mean, he's definitely a part of the whole WFMU dynamic.
Yeah.
He truly is. Now, Courtney, we're asking people to recall their most memorable Halloween.
So I guess my most memorable Halloween would be the first one in my new home, which was years ago now. As a kid, Halloween was my favorite favorite holiday. So as an adult, I wanted to be the cool house that gave out like full-size candy bars. But I was also the kid that was kind of weird and didn't like candy sometimes. So I also wanted like different options for that. So I dressed up myself as the Big Bad Wolf and the dog that you just heard as Little Red Riding Hood. And we gave out full-size candy bars to the kids with the best dance moves.
Wow.
Had options for pretzels and Slim Jims and chocolate candies other various sour candies.
It's like you were running for mayor.
Adults had Jell-O shots.
Did you give out any Reese's peanut butter cups?
I did.
Wait, so you
go. Nailed it. Nailed it.
And then you were handing out drinks to adults.
Yes.
Yeah, Jell-O shots.
Adults got the treat of Jell-O shots.
Wow, you must have been very popular. I bet word spread pretty quick.
Well, actually, like our street was kind of crazy on Halloween because our neighbors like went all out. We weren't even the coolest house.
Yeah, they're like Satanists. They have the inside track.
He was a carpenter, and he literally built a pirate ship one year.
Wow, like a Satanist carpenter. That's really cool.
Well, that is I can see why that you're proud of yourself, and that is a memorable Halloween. Let's see what our panel of expert judges think.
Judge Pam, what do you think of Courtney's call?
I'm confused because I thought we were describing costumes.
I guess, to be fair to Courtney, I did say your most memorable Halloween.
Yeah, it could be costume or just memorable Halloween.
To be fair to her.
I mean, I enjoyed the call and I enjoyed the story. I love the fact that she was giving out Slim Jims and Jell-O shots.
You are damning her with faint praise.
Yeah, what's coming? Something really bad.
Here
is
comes
coming.
A big, big
something
butt.
Like infinity is coming.
What would you give? What would you give this woman?
Well, it's sort of like apples and oranges, and it's like infinity and negative infinity. So, I'll give her an 8.
An 8? Well, that's generous.
Infinity plus 8. Sorry.
Infinity plus 8. Plus all right. 8.
Okay. How about you, Nadia? Did you like the story? Nadia, you must have loved that story because I bet when you go trick-or-treating, you love houses like that give full-size candy bars, right?
Yes, but I don't like Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups.
But you don't?
But she had
what? Wait. You don't like Reese's peanut butter cups?
No. But I don't like peanut butter.
But Courtney offered a smorgasbord. You had a lot of choices.
Yeah, you also could get Jell-O shots.
Well, Nadia couldn't get a Jell-O shot.
Nadia, if you get any Reese's peanut butter cups this Halloween, will you save them for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
Nadia, what would you give Courtney a score? We're all waiting. There's $100 on the table.
5, but just because of peanut butter cups, 4.
4.
Ooh, penalizing
she
her.
Made, she made a strategic error.
Infinity plus 4.
How could Courtney possibly have known?
Oh, my God. That was my fault because I brought it up.
So now everybody knows not to say peanut butter.
Now everyone knows. Everyone's forewarned. How about you, Sam?
Well, full-size candy bars, Jell-O shots. I am definitely feeling some Courtney love.
And, there it is.
I am giving her a... Infinity plus 9.
Wow. Oh, we have a new leader.
Yeah.
That's 21.
Courtney, you're in the lead.
Oh, wow.
So listen.
Don't tell her that just yet. It might change.
Well, how could it? You mean you might think about it and in 20 minutes change your vote?
No, somebody might get a higher score.
Oh, I see. Oh, at the moment you're in the lead.
But Courtney, at the moment you're in the lead, tune in 25 minutes to find out if you win Andy's $100.
Or a pretty hat. Why don't we just eliminate the middleman? I'll buy you a pretty hat. Don't you feel that Sasha, if he had called now, would have a higher score?
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing grade inflation or something's going on.
I feel so. I guess the lesson is don't be the first call. We're at 201-209-9368.
Yeah, Nadia?
I have two questions.
Okay.
Do Pam, Sam, and I get $100?
Sure. Andy, that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Only if it's Andy's money.
Andy's paying. And what's your second question?
Nadia, sweetheart.
Nadia gets infinity plus 100.
Oh, yeah, she's speaking for the group. She's your union rep. Nadia, we don't have
$100.
There you go.
I just want a pretty hat.
I don't want a pretty hat. I want $100.
I want a $300. Well,
this is the great existential question.
Yes!
Sam, $300 buys a lot of pretty in the hat department.
Nadia, I wish I had that much money. I just don't. But you're helping someone else get $100, so that should make you feel good.
And I have a question. Last week, when stuff started to get boring, you did this noise.
Who did the noise? Me or Andy?
The microphone, I don't know. It was noise.
The air horn.
Did you like that, Nadia?
You like the air horn?
Yes.
That was funny.
I don't have the air horn hooked up to the board, unfortunately.
It used to be really funny.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
We're turning down the celebrities and taking another call.
The score to beat is a Courtney with 21.
Yeah.
We still haven't heard, in my opinion,
yeah,
a perfect, well-constructed call with a story that has a beginning, a middle, and a real dramatic story.
I agree with you.
That's told clearly, concisely.
You're absolutely right.
I'm still waiting for that.
And that's why we need Infinity Plus 11.
Please don't go there. Please don't. That's anarchy.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, my gosh. I'm Zach. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either, Zach.
I love the show.
That means the world to us, right, Kenny?
Yeah, especially me.
Yeah. Now, Zach, we're asking people to recall their most memorable Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I recall correctly, my most memorable Halloween, I went to a friend's party, okay? Dressed in plain clothes with a backpack. I showed up. Everyone's dressed in a costume except for me. And he was really disappointed. I said, I didn't want to dress up this year. It's not my thing. I had a couple drinks, and I went to the bathroom. I opened up the backpack. I took out some heels, a dress, a pearl necklace, and a wig.
Pretty hat.
And I came outside and of the bathroom and I said, "Hello!"
That's fantastic.
Just like Margaret Dumont.
Wait, don't you see, Ken? He came into the party.
Right.
Came into the party dressed without a costume, and as if he was too cool for school.
Right.
As if he just didn't want to have a costume.
I heard the story. But in the knapsack.
The story is not over.
The story's not over.
So he comes out.
Hello. Oh, have you all seen Zach around? Oh, I haven't seen him in a fortnight. Oh, I'm just going to use the bathroom real quickly. And then I went back into the bathroom and changed back into my regular clothes, come out, and I'm like, hey, have you guys seen Mrs. Doubtfire? I heard she's looking for me.
Oh, it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
You know,
Mrs.
just from Doubtfire. This story, I can solve the mystery.
Yeah.
Zach is the lady.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was...
Okay, Zach, we're going to turn to our celebrity judges for some feedback and
appreciate
a score.
It.
Hang on the line. Judge Pam, what do you think?
So the story ended?
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, that's the story. That he came out as Mrs. Doubtfire and then went...
Yeah, and don't forget that funny that voice that he did, Pam. When you
okay? Yeah, he had a voice.
It's a story with a voice.
He had a voice, and
like my dad.
I would. Is that your dad?
Pipe down, Nadia.
Reminded Nadia of her dad.
It wasn't.
Go ahead, Pam.
Infinity plus six. I kept hoping for the air horn.
Yeah.
Why am I giving a six then?
Yeah. No, a six is exactly.
Infinity plus five.
Okay, five it is.
No.
Okay, Nadia, your turn. Go ahead.
Ten. Infinity plus 10. Just because I love the movie, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, that's 10 points for Mrs. Doubtfire.
So this is so the score with Nadia, it's just completely random. If you mention a candy she's not fond of,
right,
you're going to lose points. Well, if you mention a movie she's seen, you're going to gain points.
Just like a normal adult.
I guess so.
This is just how people are.
I can't wait till she's a judge at Sundance. I know exactly the movie I'd make.
What would it be?
Mrs. Doubtfire puts all the Reese's Pieces in the garbage.
Riding on a unicorn.
Riding on a unicorn. 10 from Nadia.
Yeah.
The judge. Okay, Sam.
Sam the appraiser. What do you say?
Well, it may be a little cliche, you know, come with no costume and then to put on drag and be a woman.
Yeah.
I'd say Infinity plus 3.
I think that's pretty fair.
Okay, Zach.
We're at 18.
Zach, you're number one in the Nadia department.
Wait, can I tell you something interesting again? I believe that these three judges, as a group, are being pretty accurate. Individually.
I'm not.
No, Nadia, you're not. But you're being very irresponsible. But individually, they're all over the map. But it's interesting. It's the group dynamic is interesting. It's very much like a psychological experiment. As a group, I believe they're pretty much on the nose.
Is it like the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Exactly, especially with Nadia involved.
Yeah.
Because I'm being tortured.
Okay, we're going to turn down the celebrity judges and take our next call.
We're at 201-209-9368. It looks like Courtney is still the caller to beat.
With 21 points. Hi, you're
that's not our opinion, is it? That's the opinion of our
expert celebrity judges.
These are callers that call every week or almost every week, and their calls are always the gold standard.
Right. Pam and Nadia and Sam.
They're on topic, except for Nadia, and they're concise, except for Nadia, and it's always a joy to hear from them, especially Nadia.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, guys, it's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I can't believe I got through, really.
Yeah,
I kind of believe it, but good to have you. And
thanks for having me.
So tell us your Halloween story.
All right. So, I mean, I really haven't had a whole lot of great costumes throughout the years, but I plan to make this Halloween the best one. So do you want to rate the costume I'm thinking about this year?
Okay.
I can't even imagine. Can you, Kenny?
Nope.
All right. So I'm always thinking, you know, who are some good people I can do a costume after? You know, celebrities are all eh. But you know what? What if Ken and Andy were, like, genetically fused into one person?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, you know, head to toe, we're going to go. You know, Andy, you're, you know, so, you know, obsessed with pretty hats.
Yes.
So what if I have, like, a pretty hat with, like, a bunch of floral stuff and ribbons?
Yes.
So I'll wear a pretty hat, you know, and because, you know, Ken, you like to garden.
Uh-huh.
I'll wear a pair of, like, overalls and have, like a rake. But, you know, Andy, you're not too happy with Ken's gardening, so maybe on the other hand I could have, like, a thing of, like, Roundup or, like, you know, maybe some, like, you know, like a flamethrower or something. To, like,
yeah, flamethrower. That's my new hobby.
Yeah.
Flamethrower. So it would be as if Ken and I stumbled into that pod in the fly and got fused together.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what would come out.
And then you have one of those Leonardo DiCaprio flamethrowers from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, the hippie killer.
Yeah.
So, well, that's a great costume, Kevin. Take a picture of it if you actually do make it. And we're going to throw it over to our celebrity judges.
Yes. Judge number one, Pam, what do you think?
Infinity. There was no, I mean, it's all theoretical.
Exactly.
There's no reality.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
He's wasting your time. He's wasting our time. He's wasting Nadia's time.
Nadia, what do you say?
He probably likes Reese's, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. Here's the thing. If nobody likes unicorns, especially Sam, then he should be a unicorn so he can piss Sam off.
Right. Face your fears.
Okay.
So what do you give Kevin, Nadia?
You got to give
Infinity.
Okay, that's
okay,
a zero.
Infinity.
That's a zero.
No, that's another infinity.
Well, it's a zero.
And Sam.
All this talk of unicorns kind of soured my mood, so I'm going to say infinity minus 4.
Well, that will have to say zero. No, the scale is 1 to 10.
No, it's infinity minus 10 to infinity plus 11.
For the Lord God. Okay.
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not really in the
ring. We still want to see a picture of that costume when you come up with it. Thanks for calling.
Especially because it's a flamethrower. I don't like
The flamethrower. Come on.
Nadia, on average, how many times a day does your teacher say this? Nadia, stop interrupting. Nadia, wait your turn. Nadia, raise your hand.
She'd say that to you, Andy.
Oh, you got me there.
She never says that to me.
Yeah. Oh,
you got me there.
This isn't class, Andy.
And Andy, I have something to say. Don't yell and don't interrupt people.
There's a lot to learn.
Good feedback.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you for your honesty, for your transparency.
Okay, we're turning down the celebrity judges and taking another call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
James.
Hi, James.
Hey, James. You love the show.
Oh, I love the show. Can't believe I got through. Well,
that means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does, yeah.
And, James, we're asking people to recall their most memorable Halloween.
Yes. So my most memorable Halloween was also my most embarrassing Halloween.
I'm intrigued.
Which we'll get to a little bit later.
Yeah.
But my costume, I was a firefighter. I was very young, probably about 5 or 6 years old. And the firefighter was complete with the real, like, hat, helmet, and I had ash on my face. And I had a pillow to put the candy in, a pillowcase that was all ashy as well. So it was really went all out. And I remember going over to the cul-de-sac where all my friends lived, and we hung out. And this girl I had a crush on, like an innocent 5-year-old crush.
Oh, yeah.
She was a princess, and she gave me a kiss, which was very embarrassing. And my mom was sure to get a photo of that, which ended up being framed. And so I remember having a Pokemon card covering the picture of that in the photo album until I was probably in about 6th or 7th grade. And that night, I also completely filled that pillowcase with candy. It was amazing. It was the most candy I've ever gotten on a Halloween. And that was definitely my most memorable Halloween.
It's a great Halloween. There's a kiss, an embarrassing kiss.
I was 5 at the time.
There's a photo, maybe. You could have blackmailed this kid with
that photo.
There's ash on his face. A better story would be, and that woman turned out to be my second wife or something. But that little princess. But that's we don't have that ending, I guess.
Well, let's go to the celebrity judges. Judge number one, Pam, what did you think?
I was going to say, yeah, that story had everything. It had ash. It had lots of candy. It had love.
Yeah.
And it had a photo. Yeah, love and romance and a kiss and all that.
Pokemon card.
Pokemon, yeah.
Yeah.
Cul-de-sac, too.
Yeah.
I would say I'd give it an infinity. Yeah, I'd give it an infinity plus 9.
9.
All right. Infinity plus 9. Nadia.
Very impressive.
Nadia, what do you think?
That's actually a very creative and very nice costume. It also sounds like kind of lots of work, but good. Lots of work part is that you go to every house and they give you like 11 pieces of candy if you have a perfect costume. If you don't, they only give you one piece of candy. So you have to have a really good costume, otherwise you're just getting one piece of candy and like 11 pieces of candy if you only visit like, 11 houses.
So if you've just tuned in, Nadia's doing her own show. That's pretty much where we are.
She's just describing how Halloween works in her neighborhood.
Yeah.
They have some unusual customs.
Okay, so how many points would you give James? Covered in it. Nadia, you have to say a number.
Nadia, how many points for James there?
His name actually reminded me of James Bond, so I'm going to give him a 9, too. An infinity plus 9.
Infinity plus 9.
Because his name reminded Nadia of James Bond.
Good reason.
Yeah, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. I swear to you, in my other life when I'm pitching shows and movies, I'm pitching to Nadia. I swear to you, this is exactly what it's like pitching in Hollywood.
So what do we want? We want James Bond with Mrs. Doubtfire on a unicorn?
Yeah, but no Reese's Pieces.
Right, destroying all the world's Reese's Pieces.
And James is in...
Take a literal flamethrower and just shoot those flames.
Yeah, melt them down. Melt them down.
And then give the melted Reese's Pieces to Ken.
I'm all for it. Sam?
If you ever do that...
Hold on, Nadia. Hold on for 1 second, sweetheart. Just hold on. I just remembered I have to leave a little early tonight.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can. But let's turn to Sam the appraiser to get his comments and score. Sam?
I kind of forgot what we were talking about.
Little James, he went around the cul-de-sac.
James Bond,
to remind you, if I don't know if this is a factor, Sam, in your deliberations, he has the same first name as James Bond.
All right. Well, that's infinity plus 6.5.
Okay. So that's 18. It's 20.
Whoa.
It's 24 and a half.
It's 24 and a half. He's our new leader.
He is?
James is our new leader. Yeah.
Wait. He is?
Yeah. 24 and a half.
With that story?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no justice. There's no God.
Pam and Nadia each gave him infinity plus 9.
If any listeners are wondering if there's proof that God does not exist, this is the show for you. Okay.
Well, James, have a good evening.
James, tune in or listen in 8 minutes to find out if you won.
He's going to win $100 remembering that story. He went to the cul-de-sac as a fireman.
But he had ash all over him.
He went in blackface.
Actual
down
ash.
The street.
No,
yeah.
Not black ash. Just like, gray fire ash.
And then the girl kissed him.
Yep.
He was embarrassed by the photo.
Yeah.
That's his award-winning story.
Pokemon card, you forgot.
Yeah.
Did you remember the cul-de-sac?
I don't know. Why, I really do have this pressing appointment.
You're really upset.
I completely forgot. I misread my schedule.
Well, let's see if somebody can win. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Leia.
Hi, Leia.
Hi, Leia. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
We love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Uncle Ken?
It sure does. Leia, what's your Halloween story for us?
Oh, it's I'm dressed as a ghost.
Okay.
All right.
Is there more to it?
Is that it?
Yeah, it's in college. It's like my first college party, and I don't speak, and the whole party kind of turns on me because you don't know what I look
like. Have we lost her?
Yeah, Leia, are you still there?
She was on a roll.
Wow. Yeah, real mystery. The whole party turned on her.
Yeah.
Because she went as a ghost and wouldn't speak.
I know. She was probably intriguing. It probably was the talk of the party.
Yeah.
That's how you get attention at a party, Nadia. And Pam, by the way, you should both take notes.
You know what I just...
Oh, what? The fact that she didn't speak?
The fact that she... The fact that...
Well, oh, yeah. Well, Andy loves it when women don't speak.
I
guess so.
Yeah, that's... if I were king, that would be something I would... No.
Women
can speak. I mean, look, if their boyfriends or husbands ask them a question, what are they going to do? Just nod? Of course they can speak.
Wow.
But you just said that you love it when they don't speak.
Yeah, Andy, we caught you.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to the only honest man in America, I guess.
Okay.
All right, well, Leia's...
Ken, don't you love it when they don't speak?
Leia's out.
Ken... I'm asking you pointedly. Don't you just love it?
Well, I'm actually quite upset that we lost Leia because I wanted to find out what happened in that story.
And
so.
That story really was an intriguing story.
Yeah.
But we can't award her any points. We have to move on.
Okay, we're turning down the celebrity judges, going back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
John.
Hi, John. Tell us your Halloween story.
Okay, about 22 years ago, I go to this party all by myself. I have my... Jacques Cousteau-inspired diving suit on. So I had this wetsuit on. It took me 25 minutes to get on. I had a personalized keg of beer on the back that went to my snorkel that had a funnel on top. And on my jacket, I had a diving patch that said Love Diver on it. I had my orange knit hat on it. It said Certified Love Diver. And I'm walking around checking it for about an hour, and I realize, am I being a little bit misogynistic? Am I getting a little trouble? This blonde comes up to me.
Okay,
goes,
John.
Hey, you.
Okay, John. We're almost out of time. We're going to go to our celebrity judges.
No, you don't want to hear how this ends.
I wind up marrying her.
He winds up marrying the girl.
20 years later, I'm married to her.
Marrying the girl. She was looking for a love diver,
and he's the ticket. He's a love diver, all right.
That's a story. That's how you.
I don't remember much, but whatever. I don't remember anything. Next thing I know, 20 years later.
Okay.
So wait. So when it's daddy, how did you meet mommy? When it's time to tell that story,
yep.
That's your story.
That's it.
Well, sit down, little. Sit down, Timmy. I'm going to tell you. First off, I have to explain, Timmy, what a love diver is.
It's not a muff diver. It's a love diver.
Women love. I can prove women love love divers.
My 8-year-old's listening too. So
well, let's see what Pam and Nadia and Sam think about this. Hang on the line, John. Pam, judge number one. What do you think?
I kind of couldn't pay attention after the fact that it took him 25 minutes to get the wetsuit on. So, and all I could get in my head was the love diver and the wetsuit. So I think I'm going to have to go with Infinity plus five.
Wait, she married him. They're together now. They have a kid.
I didn't hear that. I was stuck thinking about it.
There's a kid. Their child is in the room listening to this.
Yeah. You know, he should have used some.
The child has the ultimate gift of his life.
He should have used.
you mean they don't need $100 in that house? They have.
No.
They have life.
Come on, let's go to Nadia. Nadia, what do you say?
Okay, just I'm gonna say that I really liked the idea of the costume, and just because there was kissing, I didn't really like it and stuff like that. But anyways, after I vote, can I tell you a bunch of questions that I really want to ask?
Nope, because we're almost out of time.
But go ahead, Nadia.
Yeah, well, they're quick. I'm just going to ask one question that I just
okay, but first,
ask.
Nadia, vote.
We need the score.
We need a number.
Okay.
And don't forget about all the kissing. Don't forget.
Infinity plus
kiss.
Four, okay. And I'm just going to ask my question. Is Clay Pigeon going to be Shaggy for Halloween?
Is he going to be Shaggy?
Yeah.
That's a really great idea. Have you suggested it to him? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he'd be a perfect Shaggy.
He would be. That's a great idea.
Sam the Appraiser, what do you say?
Like, hey, man, he would be awesome as Shaggy. but, yeah, that story was a little heavy on the kissing, so that's not, I don't know. I don't like when Nadia's uncomfortable, but Jacques Cousteau and the wedding and everything. I'd say Infinity plus 13. It's a really good story.
Well, we can only go to 10.
I'm going
to
make an editor's note that it's 13.
Plus 10. Then.
Okay, so that's 19. I would have given him 9 or 10. That story actually had closure. It built to something. There's a wedding and a marriage at the end.
Yep.
There's a kid in the room.
Don't forget about giving us $100 each. Giving Sam a $300 pretty hat.
I don't recall if that was part of our arrangement.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I believe it was.
Well,
hey, John.
I'm glad this is all recorded.
Andy loved your story. You scored 19. Not bad at all. Thanks for playing.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
And.
Well, wait. Why don't we?
I'm afraid it's time. We have to declare somebody the winner here.
Well, it's not. It's all objective. It's not subjective. With James is the winner.
Yeah, James.
What was the story again?
James was the ash. All the ash.
Oh, and
James
he got kissed.
Bond won. James Bond won.
Yeah, James Bond. So James Bond, email me ken@wfmu.org.
I got to pay $100 for that?
Yeah.
Okay. And just remind me, where's your free T-shirt room?
No, it's locked right now.
Yeah. Just remind me, how thick is that door to the T-shirt room? I have to pay this guy $100.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
fine.
You do.
Okay, just because one last question for both of you. What was your best Halloween costume?
Oh, what a great question. Finally, somebody cares enough to ask me. When I was 1955. So when I was 64, so 9 years old, my mother dressed me up as a Lyndon Johnson booster. She put me in a box and put Lyndon Johnson for President stickers all over me. It was the absolute worst. It was like child abuse. I think social services should have been called. I had no idea what I was.
Wow, you were a Lyndon Johnson booster.
It was just to please my insane, self-obsessed mother.
Wow. My favorite costume that I ever had was I was taking a bath. I was just in a bath. I had a little plastic bath, Nadia, and I melted two big holes in it so that I could stick my legs through it. And then I made like suspenders for the bathtub. And then I had like, you know, a shower brush and things like that. And I walked around like I was taking a
Nadia,
bath.
What score would you have given Ken if he had called? I know the answer. It's not a rhetorical question. The answer is 6.
Infinity plus 6.
Yeah, infinity plus 6.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I know.
I think for Ken is 10.
Yeah,
10.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's 10. Right. If you consider it's Ken, right, by that scale, it's the 10.
And Andy's a 2.
That's my girl. All right, we love you both. We have to thank Nadia and Sam and Pam. They were great.
Yeah, thank you all. Thanks for doing this for us.
And Jeremiah.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to get your, I'll give Andy,
you.
I have all your email addresses, so I'm going to give it to Andy so he can send you each $100. And then James has to contact me for him to get his own $100.
We'll see what happens. Let's send Nadia a bumper sticker.
Oh, Nadia's probably got plenty of bumper stickers. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Coming up next, it's Ira Kay filling in for Weekly World Blues tonight. I can't go on without you. Oh, and big thanks to Jeremiah. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, Andy, makes me feel half alive.
Hot, cold, soft, hard. Somebody else is here!
This is the Grand Coop on the kookiest station in the world because actually I don't know what time it is.
Show this evening!
baby Annie, ain't no lie, I won't fail to be with you till the river run dry.